This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Detroit native Michael Farrow wrote his novel years before the Trump administration. Yet he found, years later, that he had written a story strangely prophetic of today's political atmosphere. His character, Harold Brown, works at the Chicago Regional Census Center in a secretive division called the Census Coverage Measurement. Farrow writes his story as satire. We begin with Farrow reading an excerpt from his debut novel, Title 13.
Around this time, Harold decided to take a trip to Chicago. He had never been to the Windy City, but had heard plenty about it. Chicago and Detroit are inextricably tied to each other as capitals of the Rust Belt. Heald knew that somewhere west of him at any time was this massive mecca of the Midwest. Like so many Americans in tough times before him, there was a growing sense within Heald that if he just stood at the top of a high peak and looked westward, he would see golden pastures that marked a new beginning. He felt like some old prospector infected by a sense of manifest destiny, with westward expansion being the only option for some semblance of success in life. It's the age-old reaction to an age-old problem. Pick up, move yourself elsewhere, and see if your problems follow you like a lonely dog. The hope is that they stay back and attach themselves to some other unfortunate soul. With that in mind, he'll set forth to explore. As the bus made its way west along I-90 during the first trip to Chicago, Heald felt a rush of excitement and optimism that he had not experienced in a long time. Along the massive multi-lane expressway that leads into the city, there is a bridge over the Calumet River that gives the first glimpse of that incredible skyline. Heald wasn't expecting it to appear so soon after crossing the state border from Indiana into Illinois. But as the bus drove over the bridge, Heald leaned close to his window and got his first look at that awe-inspiring row of dynamic steel edifices rising from the earth. He remembered sunlight everywhere, and as he gazed at the glint off the vibrant mirrored structures, he thought he had spotted a glowing golden nugget. Few young people have come across this site and not been taken aback. The buildings looked new, the city expanding by the moment as the bus drew closer. They rounded the lake and made their way north up the Dan Ryan, the immense monolithic Sears Tower guiding them in like a beacon on some intellectual shoreline.
I love that line, that your problems follow you like a lonely dog. That's cool.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they tend to do that.
They do. You know, your novel, actually when I read it, you know what popped into my mind back from my high school years was Catch-22. There's something absurd about it. Satire, I guess, is, you know, if we want to label it. How do you refer to it?
I refer to it, I mean, Catch-22 is perfect. That happens to be one of my favorite novels of all time. Mm. I love the way Catch-22 is able to capture such serious issues and really focus on things that really needed to be highlighted, especially at the time with the war and things like that, the absurdity of war. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of wanted to do something like a Catch-22 using this sort of zany, off-the-wall kind of humor in certain parts to look at things that maybe hadn't been uncovered yet. And what I wanted to look at was office life, kind of the bureaucracy of the government and how it spiraled out of control. I know I wrote this book during the Obama administration, and, you know, things were good. I'm a big supporter of Obama and everything that he was doing. But there seemed to just be kind of this sort of festering thing underneath what was going on in society at the time, this sort of backlash that was building. But so many of us were blind to it. I know I certainly was most of the time. But having kind of a darker mindset, sort of like a pessimistic kind of mindset towards things, sort of saw this thing building. And then now that we have arrived at the time of Trump and this current administration, things seem perfect in Title 13.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Farrow gives a synopsis of his novel.
Title 13 is a story that's set in downtown Chicago and also in Detroit. And it takes place in the summer of 2010. And the main character, Heald Brown, he works at the Chicago Regional Census Center. And so he works for a branch of the government within the Department of Commerce. And so it's kind of the classic struggle for a young man who's just starting out. He's got unrequited love. You know, he's in love with somebody who may or may not love him back. And it takes place during right after the recession, obviously, which was so impactful for many of us younger folks who were graduating around that time. Mm-hmm. But the biggest focus of the novel, I think, is obviously Heald's struggle with addiction. He is an alcoholic, and the novel really looks at the way alcoholism affects his entire life, the way it affects his work life, the way it affects his love life and his family life. Everything that he does is kind of impacted by this devastating addiction. And so the novel starts off on a very kind of funny, sort of satiric note and kind of unusual, sort of feeling like a whodunit, like what's going on here. And then as Heald's addiction becomes so obvious and prevalent, the novel really kind of gears towards a more emotional and, I don't really want to say dark, but yes, dark path towards Heald. And is he capable of redemption? Is he capable of love? Is he capable of being loved? Mm-hmm. And so it focuses on issues like that.
Do you write on a typewriter? I think I saw somewhere, and on your website, you have this burning typewriter, too. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, I do. I do, actually. For the novel that I wrote, this was the first novel I've written, but I ended up writing it on a typewriter that I have. I have a bunch of these typewriters, kind of like a Tom Hanksy sort of obsession.
So you're a collector?
Well, I'm a collector of what I can afford. I think I have three. So that's the extent of my collection. And until I can, and you know, it's hard to find ones working in good condition, but I have a Olivetti Latera one that I really love. And the reason I enjoyed writing on the typewriter rather than my MacBook was it really forces you to slow down. Every word that you write, every mark that you make with a typewriter, it's there. And, you know, it's not easy to get rid of. So you have to stop. You have to think. You have to process the words that you're going to write. And I also love the clickety-clack of the keys. I mean,
yeah,
it feels like
sound,
you're working. Yeah, when you're writing on a laptop, you know, you just get that sort of dull little tap, 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 tap. But, you know, when you're on a typewriter.
And that satisfying little ding at the end of the line.
Oh, yeah, the ding. Oh, I love that ding. I wish I could implement that ding in so many parts of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, do the dishes, ding. Do this, ding. You know, make the bed, ding.
Oh, I love it.
That would be wonderful. But, yeah, and of course, the added pleasure of not being distracted by the Internet.
There you go. That's
a biggie. That is so crucial.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Michael Farrow, the author of Title 13. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.